And that's the opening minutes of Erkki Sven Thor's Sixth Symphony, a piece called Strata, the Nordic Symphony Orchestra conducted by Anu Tali. And I'm very pleased to welcome back to the music show the composer himself, Erkki Sven Thor. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that piece, because it's a terribly impressive work in one movement, a bit more than half an hour altogether. Perhaps tell us about the title, Strata.
I just found that this fits nicely to one of the conceptual ideas of the Sixth Symphony, where different layers are affected by each other and are forming different shapes, sometimes like under a great pressure, sometimes like a kind of relief has happened. So it's not that I was trying to depict with music some geological processes, but you just can find some kind of similarities, maybe. Or I always like to use titles which are open enough to give a certain hint, but at the same time yet are capable to leave enough freedom for the creative mind of the listener.
Yes. So you mean we can interpret it any way we like?
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And after all, I believe that music should speak by itself. And I hope so does also the Sixth Symphony. And that's right. It's like in a one whole movement, yet there are different sections. And I'd like to underline that each follows is a little bit faster tempi, in faster tempo, so that we quite smoothly are reaching from the very slow movement to a fast one. So we just at a sudden we are realizing, the music is already very quick. So here I have, in a typical symphonic sense, so to say, also this different movements hidden into under the one umbrella or shape, so to say.
So that's the sense in which it's a symphony, then, because that was my next question. Why do you call this a symphony?
Very true. Well, I probably answered.
I think you've answered it.
and the second thing is that I want to underline also with using the title symphony that non-fragmented way of musical thinking is still actual, and I believe into this demanding forms in nowadays, where it seems to me that more and more people are not capable to concentrate anymore for a bit longer period of time to get deeply into a work of art, and it's all more and more about an entertainment. But I just want to stress that the symphony as such is not a museal stuff, but absolutely contemporary form of art.
Do you feel, Erkki Sven, a responsibility as a composer to those people who have difficulty concentrating? Do you feel that part of your job is to help them concentrate?
Perhaps. Wouldn't be bad if it helps.
So how do you do that? I mean, when you're writing a piece like the Sixth Symphony strata, and you want your audience, of course, to concentrate for the 36 minutes or however long it is, and not you don't want their attention wandering off to think about the shopping or their boss or whatever it is. How do you have stratagems for holding their concentration?
I think that the answer is pretty simple. While I'm writing music, I try to, or I want to make it sounding like this, that the music I'm writing is totally capturing my mind and keep me concentrated and take me from somewhere to somewhere along. And, well, my only hope is that if it works on me, perhaps it will work also with other people.
Mm. Yes, that's your only form of market research, really, isn't it?
No.
Let's talk about the new piece, which is having its first performance tonight in Canberra by the Australian Chamber Orchestra, Flamma. Tell us about the title.
I got the title from the idea that the fire is such an elemental power, frightening, destructive, but also could be purifying. And somehow in my mind, Australia and the middle part of it is so tightly connected with the heat and the solar energy, and also for indigenous Australians, the fire has meant a very important element they have used thousands of years. While I was also thinking about a very energetic music, thinking about how it's in a constant change like flames, and yet also there is another form of feeling the heat in glowing embers, where it's more covered, but always changing and moving, and you can get in a cold night in the nature, for instance. It is very convenient to sit near the almost stopped fire. And look at the glowing embers, and you feel the warmth what comes out of there. Mm. So all these associations came to my mind while I was working with the musical material, and then I thought that Flamma is a good title, which means in Latin blaze and blazing fire, flame, mm. and so forth.
And. Is there a point, I mean, you described these images, these, I suppose, maybe inspirations, but there's a point at which the music takes over completely and you leave the inspiration behind?
Yes, this is very true, because music always, while working with the composition, takes over, and the inner logic of the music starts to live its own life. And one should follow it, I think, mm. and take the right intuitional actions to make the work breathe in a very natural way. And I think that's what we composers are doing at our best. At least we are trying to find a balance between this intuitive and rational actions.
What about when words are involved? Because we're going to hear now, or shortly, the final minutes of Arkamine. Now, this is a piece which has got all sorts of texts, a very new piece, in fact, actually from earlier this year,
right.
written for the city of Tallinn in Estonia. Is it the same when you're composing with words?
It's very different, because when words, when message is playing a part, it starts to lead the shape of drama, and suddenly music got a different meaning, because whenever there is some words with meaning, some sentences, it already gives a different meaning to the music. Do we like it or not? So in this case, when I'm working with text, at first I'm creating the text corpus, so to say.
The body of text.
The body of text, yes. Right. And this gives me an idea what kind of the musical shape should be, where should be the fast, where the slow, where it's more transparent, where it's more opaque, etc., etc. And of course, this is so different compared with writing just abstract instrumental music.
Mm. Well, we should hear some of this work, Arca Mine, Awakening, Resurrection. It's composed by Erki Sventur, and it's performed here by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir and Sinfonietta Riga. Thank you very much, Erki Sven, for coming on today's show. It's been good to see you again.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to talk with you.